Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. When the Federal Reserve Bank of New York made an emergency injection of $128 billion into the U.S. overnight bank loan market 3 weeks ago, the first time the Fed had done so since the Great Recession 11 years ago, that news was covered fairly by the regular media. Unfortunately, what is even more important is what has happened since, about which I doubt you have heard from any politicians, bureaucrats, or the regular media. First, here is some background. Supposedly, the four largest U.S. banks, JPMorgan Chase, Bank of America, Wells Fargo, and Citicorp, are financially strong and hold a combined almost $5.5 trillion of depositor funds. With that much financial clout among only these four banks, why should it even be necessary to inject any billions of dollars to prop up the U.S. banking system? The bailouts did not end 3 weeks ago. After September 18, the New York Fed continued to offer banks up to $100 billion per day in overnight loans, although the daily limit was reduced to $75 billion last week. The amount of daily loans accepted has not come close to the limit as, for example, on Friday last week, banks only borrowed $38.5 billion. Where more funds have been provided to prop up the U.S. banking system has been in the 14-day bank loan market. From mid-September to last Friday, the Fed had injected an additional $139 billion of these loans to banks. Then last Friday, the Fed announced it stood ready to provide up to another $310 billion in 14-day loans and would continue the daily $75 billion in overnight loans through November 4th. Remember that these overnight and 14-day loans from the Federal Reserve are only needed because these banks cannot obtain these funds elsewhere through normal channels. Also remember that these are the kinds of actions that last occurred in the banking system and at the Federal Reserve during the Great Recession. It is for this reason that I think every American, for their own financial protection, needs the government and the regular media to provide details on the current U.S. bank liquidity crisis. That's it for today. Come back next Wednesday for more things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.